So do you think no emotional connection to Steve?
Yeah. Do we want to start this now?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Just a dog of that size.
Okay.
So do you think, and this is really
he's 70 pounds, by the way.
He's 70 pounds. A golden retriever.
Yeah.
We were at the restaurant earlier, by the way.
Now, hold on.
And this lady was like, she was like, what kind of dog is that? And we were walking away. You were like, it's a golden retriever. And then she, to herself, as if to one up you, was just like, well, it's a dark-haired golden retriever.
Yeah, it's an American golden retriever. Yeah. You uncultured swine.
But 70-pound golden retriever, 70-pound dog, medium-sized dog, in a fight to the death, do you think you could take a dog like that?
Yeah. Well, it depends on the breed. Golden retriever, for sure. They're idiots.
Yeah. Well, they're not idiots.
What
70-pound
dog could you not fight to the death?
I feel like a wolf.
Well, that's not a dog.
I think are well over 70 pounds, though.
Wolves are part of the canine family, surely.
They're not domesticated wolves.
I'm talking about domesticated dogs,
wait,
not wolves.
That's what dogs are, right? They're just
yes. Good point. Thank you, Jared.
Right.
Yeah. Also, if I know one thing about wolves, it's that they don't concern themselves with the opinions of sheep.
you bitch.
That's good. All right, yeah. We're doing it. Should we do it?
Oh, yeah, let me finish this bite.
Ah, what a cock.
I told you, this is why.
I know.
You have to do the thing where if the pizza's too hot, you're like.
I just usually spit it out of my mouth.
guys, welcome to episode 29 of Up Your Butt and
Around the Corner.
I am Sam Evans. Yeah, really, Sam Evans.
Really?
Sam Evans?
And with me, as always, is the problematically handled himself, Juden. Huggins. Jordan Scott Huggins.
Jew boy in the building.
Don't say Jew boy.
Everyone in here has a Twitter handle. Even my dog.
With us, returning from the previous episode, still on tour, part of the City Bumpkin store, we have Jared Krieger at Not Subway Jared.
Only because you guys don't have a choice. I'm still here. I'm still the ride.
Jared, so I do want to point out that I handed Jared a microphone before we started recording, and Jared was like, wait. I'm going to be, and I was like, yeah, we're not going to make you sit in the corner.
You know what?
Jared would be given an, like, you didn't feel obligated to give me the microphone because, yeah, you're still here performing, but.
He's done this every time. And we get out for a show and he's like in shorts and he's like, oh, I'm on the show. Yes, that is how the comedy tour works, Jared.
Not Subway Jared.
Yeah. Not Subway Jared. And then
we are recording. We are recording live, returning guest. God, what can we say about him? Tall.
Dark.
Am I dark?
Handsome.
Yeah.
Sure. no.
Debatable. I don't know. We'll ask.
Spencer McCray Bland, everybody!
Yeah!
Spencer Spicy.
It is I.
On all social media?
Finally, The Rock has come back to the... I live here, so...
We also... Yeah, we're recording, we're from recording Spencer's lovely from Spencer's apartment in Raleigh, North Carolina.
You got it. Go ahead.
Am I cutting you off? I'm sorry.
No, I don't care.
Good.
Man, I don't care. I don't care. I'm cutting you off.
Go ahead and turn my volume up.
Okay. And then, also with us, never before heard before, Lindy. I don't know. What's your last name?
Sellers.
You're going to have to give us more than that. Lindy Sellers?
Yeah.
Lindy, and what is your tag on social media?
Lil Lindy.
That's pretty good. On Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
Instagram. I don't have Twitter.
Okay. Okay. Tight! We're doing it!
You hate this. I love it.
We are...
Oh, man.
Guys,
you're missing the other guest.
Steven.
Oh, yeah. We should mention Steve.
Lovely.
Listen,
Steve Bland.
Dark-haired golden retriever.
All his social media accounts. He's just got the one. But.
What is his, Steve?
Spencer's beautiful dog.
Yep. It's a little bit of a bitch in a fight, I think, according to Spencer. But
listen. Well, you know, hold on. First, follow my dog, at the golden Steve on Instagram. You won't be disappointed. I will also make money.
He is, I will say this, Steve is a gorgeous golden retriever.
He prefers handsome, actually.
We did come back from the Neptune Lounge, our show there tonight, and Steve had been Bit of a bad boy, we'll say. Oof. Bit of a bad boy.
Looks like he tried to just, like, rummage under the carpet.
Yeah. Actually, we should say that. When you come home, you expect a dog to have chewed everything. He did not chew anything. He did move everything. He did what a drunken moving crew would have done to your apartment.
It's like, I don't like the feng shui of this place. Yeah. I need to move everything right
he
now.
Did, he
and then
did
he got halfway through. He's like, I don't have hands.
He did what a passive-aggressive drunk suburban mom does and just walks home and it's like, I don't like any of this.
He's being a little slut right now.
He's yeah. Good. He's
right
at,
now it's
at
just
at
letting
Golden
Jordan
Steve
rub
on Instagram,
his
right?
at the Golden
really
Steve.
Really fun. You have a, you run a great account for him. And
lovely
it's,
dog.
It's starting to monetize itself.
Wasted no time
weird.
In rubbing
it's
his dog weird. Penis oh, on me when we got here.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we got here.
That's his go-to
He's warming
move.
Up now. No, I'm not doing this. So he's laying on me.
He'll throw you some bows.
He's got some big paws.
But in response to Jared's thing, it's if I could take him, any animal with testicles, yeah, you could just hit him in the balls.
Oh, that's true. But honestly,
you say that like they're so readily available all the time.
They're right there. He just presented them to you.
Yes. Yeah, so what about past their gnashing jaws and canines and insides?
What if it's Listen, a fixed dog?
You hit him with a
yeah,
hot...
Yeah, what if it's a fixed dog?
Well, then you're fucked. But
you have nothing to lose. So,
if they
yeah.
have testicles, you hit him with a hot DDT. Get that head out of the way.
That's what a fixed dog is. It's like he's got all our strengths and none of our weaknesses. Our weaknesses
being super balls. Dog. I wonder, are you gonna be able to hear him chewing a bone in the background of this?
No, time? It's not. And usually, when we put condensing on, it'll take a lot of the background
he
noise
is
off.
Chewing underneath my
I, hope
leg,
lot, I hope you add a lot of reverb to this.
Oh, oh, we
blah,
could.
Blah, 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 blah,
Maybe
blah,
we
blah.
Could.
Is it? I don't think there's effects.
No,
on
no.
It says effects send.
I think it's. I think you're gonna like. You can in an effects board.
You're
that,
right.
You
know?
Oh
right.
No, Sam.
Wait, wait.
That was gross.
But just on the off chance that that lady happens to listen to this podcast, listen up, you deft bitch. Is it deft or daft? God damn it.
Daft.
Wait, what? Oh,
you know, I do want to say first two scenarios. She's listening and you insult her. Second scenario, no, it's just the same. If she's listening, actually don't insult her because it's a miracle that she's listening and we don't want to lose her as a listener.
I don't
care.
She insulted my dog.
Well, if it's between that listener and
you're going to have to bring me in on the story because I don't know what's happening.
We were walking back from where we got dinner today and the Tupelo Honey place that we passed. A woman was like, oh, cute dog. Is that a lab? And I was like, no, it's a golden retriever. And I didn't hear this, but Jordan said afterwards, she said, well, it's a dark golden retriever. Or she, some catty comment.
Oh, what's a dark? Like she knew more than you did.
Yeah, like
about.
She knew more. And it's because
I did register that as well.
Yeah. I don't explain it to people, but there are two breeds of golden retriever. There's English golden retriever, which are the, actually, if you look at his AKC papers over there. Yeah.
That would be great for this audio medium.
I'm talking about for you guys. But any of the golden retrievers that you see that are like a cream
American
or a
Kennel
white
Club?
Or even like a yellowish color,
Nailed
those
it.
Are usually English golden retrievers. And there's another breed called American. There's more
and
slender.
He's an American?
Yeah, they're more slender. They're a little more racist.
They're darker.
Yeah, they're darker.
They drink tea, but
ironically.
It's not like a thing.
Yeah. But no, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. I actually did not know
But
that.
I don't explain that to people because it's like that was boring, right? No one cares. They're
actually,
like,
it was pretty okay.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
If somebody's dismissive of that, it's because they hate knowledge and they're now your enemy, I think.
Yeah.
So
that's why I hate that lady.
If you hate knowledge.
And if you're listening, Linda, fuck off.
Yeah.
That was oddly close to Lindy's name.
No. Guys, wait, we should get into plugs.
Oh, fuck.
We should get into plugs.
Guys, get after us on all social media. Add up your butt pod. UpYourButtPod@gmail.com. Do we have any emails currently?
I don't believe so.
Hillary
said she fired.
I sent you one, I think.
You did.
Hillary said she was going to fire one off.
You did send me
one,
Spencer.
I do. We should, just for frame of reference, this is going
to
come out.
You don't have to reference it now.
This is going to come out. Where we will be done with the tour, but actually tonight is Thursday. It's technically, it's not the official end of the tour because we've got some more dates listed on the poster.
Kind of like Last Supper.
It is the technical end of the tour. It is the last night that the three of us will perform together. We were at Neptune's Parlor in Raleigh, North Carolina, and it was a fucking straight blast, guys. I think, dare I say it, it was a great high note to go out on.
It was a great high note to go out on.
And thank God.
As a spectator, Jared didn't bomb.
Jared did not bomb.
Yeah, which was my theme for a few minutes on the tour, yeah. But now...
In fact, Jared turned a negative situation into probably one of his best pops of the night.
Yeah.
If you want to know the negative situation, Jared had the classic Mike Cord just drops out of the mic mid-joke, took it in stride, had a great riff, and he's like, well, I guess a gypsy cursed by family. It was very funny.
That was very, very good.
He riffed it, and he...
It was good. No, also, you had a bit where
I was also at the end of my goddamn rope with this tour. I was really like...
I could
what
see
else?
The front. I was laughing really hard, and like other people were like, "God damn it!" I almost said chortle again.
We had a great set.
You had a great set.
You had a
I
great
was very
set.
Nervous because my uncle
yes,
Cecil and Dana came.
Yeah,
I do want to share this very funny story. Before the show, I was talking to both of them, and I was warning them that my set was going to be a little bit blue.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt Dana was like, "Oh, honey, you're fine. Just don't talk about your aunt Dana's little titties."
And I
cannot unhear it.
Now,
I will go to sleep thinking about it.
It requires a reference because the person that said that was
Aunt
Dina.
Yeah, it was a third person reference.
Interesting. You say aunt, not aunt.
She's got great tits.
What do you think the nips
normally
are like?
I say aunt, but she said aunt. You know,
she
so
said
for
it, so
the effect.
You're citing her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys just a quick poll of the people on the mic? Aunt or aunt? Aunt. Well,
I think it depends on how much alcohol I have in me.
Aunt.
I say aunt.
I usually say aunt, but I if I'm drunk, I'll say aunt. Because if I get drunk, I get more country.
You know what? You know what happens when people are drunk? They tell the truth. And you're an uncultured swine. How about that?
Don't you mean aunt? Really... You're an uncultured swine.
It's really mean.
Swine. You have a good Victorian voice. Swine.
Swine.
Of course.
There were like eight vowels in swine.
Of course.
Swine.
You calling me uncultured, the guy who has a bit about fucking mayonnaise salad?
Of course, poison. Wait, it's not a bit about fucking mayonnaise salad. It's about mayonnaise salad.
Yeah, to be fair.
Well, he kind of talks about how much he likes it, so we don't really know for sure.
To be fair.
Yeah.
That's my tag.
It was a great show. Great.
That would be. That's the sound of
you did that sound effect, and Steve the Golden Retriever got up and right in your face.
He's like, "Listen, I suck my own dick, and this is too much."
He did it again. He's all about
He's
it.
Coming to it. Oh, a dog and a dog in your ear. No, thank you.
See, but what is he thinking though?
Oh,
what,
he's so cute.
What is
think,
that making
how about
the
today?
Dog
okay,
think?
So. I think we should just back up, like, just kind of what has been happening since we checked in last time,
mm-hmm.
last week. Last one came out Wednesday. Really, we woke up in Charlotte, recorded with Jason, and then
yesterday.
We went to...
We recorded it yesterday.
Yeah,
morning.
We recorded it yesterday, so, but at
which
this
is,
point...
I will say is the quickest turnaround for you guys ever.
I agree.
It was yesterday morning? That was the morning before that, right?
No.
It was Wednesday morning. It was yesterday morning that we recorded.
Guys,
we drove.
I'm shocked at how quickly you guys recorded it and put it out.
Yeah,
because I listened.
We
to
did
the
it on
I
the road.
To the podcast while I walked Steve.
We said it on the pod, but yeah, we really did record or send it, put it up online from Jordan's mobile hotspot in the
from
car
on the road
driving.
All the way to Wilmington.
You have a mobile hotspot?
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Are the unlimited
you barely
data?
Have a cell phone.
My Note 5 is pretty bad. We did the show in Wilmington. Went up between improv groups, Dead Crow Comedy Room. Will forever stay my favorite comedy club in the country.
Oh, I love it. It's so fun.
It's so good. Amy, the manager, is great. Timmy, I think is cool. I have not seen him in years, but it's the best club. And I think the improv groups performed. And we, I think, again, it was a great ramping up to the end of the tour. And I thought we did really well. And we stayed with my sister. You were going to say something.
Who?
I wanted to say we should thank, because your sister's in-laws, that's whose house we stayed at.
The Spice.
Sam and Janie, right?
Sam and Jane.
Such a nice place in Wilmington, North Carolina. They got up. They made us mini quiches, sausages.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And
it was the best way
Did she show you her caterpillar? But
no,
at
she
some
didn't
point,
have...
I'd imagine they're probably butterflies.
She fucking absolutely did show them to me. All but two of the chrysalises have blossomed into beautiful monarch butterflies.
When I was there... Mm-hmm. I was hanging out. I was just there. I didn't know Jordan had a sister. And I was just there. And she was showing me her caterpillars, and they were forming their chrysalis.
It was so cool. For frame of reference, Jane is my
Sister's in-law.
Sister's mother-in-law.
Is there like an in-law?
It's like an in-law once removed for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think we can all agree. We got in the car to leave today, and then Sam said what was on all of our minds was like, well, shit, Jane, can you just be all of our moms?
Oh, my God.
Oh, so great. No offense to both of my moms. I love both of my moms.
I think I used the phrase, and this is very illustrative of what kind of person she is. I was like, I want her to just gently reveal all of the hard truths in life to me, because that's the kind of, she's very like plain,
she's straightforward,
spoken. Yeah,
she's
straightforward,
a straight shooter,
but also very charming, very sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, such a nice
great
lady.
Yeah,
and the whole family. Great.
It was great. I wanted to bring up because we walked down to the water today.
Yeah.
They live like on the intra-coastal waterway.
Took her dog Hobie for a walk.
Hobie, cute
Hobie's
dog.
Great. Yeah.
We walked down there, and there was a moment that was really funny to me that I keep remembering. And we're like tossing the ball into the water. Hobie's running in to get it, and there
you
was one time.
Any sharks?
No sharks.
All right, good. No. All right. No
we
sharks.
I threw the ball.
Saw some tiny crabs.
We did see tiny crabs.
Adorable.
Oysters.
Oh, they taste good.
Maybe.
Just thought.
Tiny crabs?
I bet they taste good.
Man, a soft shell crab burger. Have you ever? Oh,
God. Fuck that. I'm driving to the beach right now.
But there was a moment where we threw the ball into the water, and then we were all just watching Hobie jump in the water, and then we're all dead quiet. But then from behind us, we just hear Jason go, I wish I was a dog.
Jared, you mean?
Yeah, your close friend, Jared?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Fuck, what did I say?
You said Jason.
Yeah, you called your good friend that you've been in the car with for a week,
yeah.
Jason.
Yeah, you know, we've spent.
Yeah, the guy
every
who's been literally driving you around the country.
Yeah.
Can I tell you guys that I wish he was on the tour with?
I guess the next question on the pod for. Can I ask? The next question on the pod, is just, where do you get off, Jordan? You know?
Yeah.
Also, Jared, follow-up said, question, how dare you?
Who do you think you are?
Mm-hmm.
Jared said that. I thought it was really, I ruined it, but I thought it was really funny because it was,
I
just
have a question.
Like, I wish I was a dog.
It was from a genuine place in my heart.
I know.
I know. Yeah.
I was enjoying being at the beach with everybody.
Yeah.
And then just this dog just gallantly, like, wading in the water, and, like, he just lives the best life.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
He also did
that
quintessential dog thing, which was to get into some sand/dirt and just fucking roll around in it. Oh,
you guys, when dogs lick their butthole, you think that's for pleasure or taste?
Pleasure.
A little bit of both, depending on what they
eat. I don't think it's for taste. I think it's for grooming/pleasure.
I think it's for grooming. It also happens quite often when they have worms.
Why don't
really?
We ask
it itches.
Yeah, because it
I
itches.
Feel like maybe he would have
just,
a good...
It's like
it's
whenever
not
people
a good
are like,
sign.
Oh, I wish I was a dog. I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, me too. Sleeping.
It can't be dissimilar
playing
from when you itch your butthole, you know?
Right?
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Like, imagine if you,
I
imagine
itch
if you guys
I
itch your butthole with your tongue.
Yeah,
I itch it because I can't lick it.
Would you, if you had the ability to clean your own asshole?
I mean,
tongue,
this was actually.
Would
think,
you do
I think
it?
This was a question that I sent in the email.
Good
but
question.
I get pretty deep in my cornhole sometimes.
Oh, buddy, come on!
I've done damage with
I'm
my
fingertips. I'm saying this next
I
to a girl that I've been dating for like
bring my
4 weeks.
You ever get too enthusiastic and then like a couple hours later you're like, duh,
oh,
there was
this
a
hurts
there
now.
Was a snag.
It's gonna hurt
I'm
forever.
Lindy, I'm gonna pre-apologize. It's gonna get gross. Do you ever do it? It when you're in bed and you're so tired that you're like, I'm just going to go to sleep. And then you wake up the next night or the next day and you're like, my pillow smells like asshole.
I haven't noticed that with my pillow, but I have even, I'll out her right now on this podcast. Carmen Legala has done that before.
I've done that.
Where
like,
she's itched her asshole before going to sleep and been like, I'm too tired. Just don't touch my right hand.
I've done that. And then I've like it's been like real late. It's usually in the summer. Like I've gotten in from like either a late night, and I've got some solid duck butter going on, and I'm like I got
swamp ass
duck butter.
I keep forgetting about duck butter and
quack,
what a good
quack
term it is.
You know,
I've never heard that before.
Really?
Yeah,
I've definitely
heard
it. I've at least
butter?
Heard it from Spencer before.
I got a lot of duck butter. Sorry,
especially these days. You know,
guys, I'm probably gonna be single tomorrow, but
We did gloss over this, though, is that I just want to say thanks again to Sam and Janie, and I also just want to point out the fact that, man, your sister really married up and out of your trash gene pool. She just escaped. Great move from
Riley. I
want
to point out, we have not visited either of my parents' houses.
Yeah.
So you don't fucking know me, Sam. Where your parents live? Arizona?
Well,
nice.
I know that they
a lot
weren't.
Of beaches there, huh?
It's
in
one
Arizona?
Big beach, Jordan. It's such a big beach, there's no room for the ocean, idiot.
Great. I'd love to visit your fucking Qdoba house or whatever
up.
You call them. Adobe.
whatever. What are they made of? Clay? Oh,
I think it's funny that we're the two hosts of this podcast and we're both arguing while eating pizza right now. We're like, no, you're a fucking idiot.
We've thrown all caution in the wind because it is, what, 1:30 in the morning on a Thursday night.
This one's very all over the place, but I don't mind it.
Yeah. This pizza?
That's what happens when you don't have a board.
Oh, this. Oh, now you don't mind it. You guys will never be. You guys will never be able to hear a great episode because Sam thinks I have a drinking problem, and I was too drunk.
Yeah, we all do.
Jordan, every other day you look at me and you're like, "But do I have a drinking problem?"
It's a recurring theme on the podcast where you talk about how you have one, but it's also been a recurring theme since I've known you.
I've also been wakeboarding my own drinking problem behind yours.
Wakeboarding,
it's been shadowed by your drinking problem. It's like, okay, it doesn't look as bad as what Jordan's doing. So that's
also
all, Jordan, that really matters.
Please, ask, you try to any, pull, you bust any like sweet tricks on that wakeboard,
Jordan. At least try just to pull the mic away while you chew. You know what I mean?
No. My bad. I was just doing that.
It's okay.
We're just slowly. This is a, you know, it is a food podcast. Kind of.
This one is quick.
Chew your food, you fucking degenerate.
This one's quickly devolving into madness, but
I'm okay with
it. Also, I didn't know Jordan had a sister, so that's crazy.
Yeah.
We get it.
Hot as Spencer. Shit. As
well. Jordan's sister is cute.
Here's the thing. I don't know how to say this.
I need, listen, Jordan, it's so loud. Because it's so loud. Your chewing is so loud.
Because to
I
me,
can hear it in the headphones.
Chewing's bassy.
It's,
Jordan,
it's crazy loud. And now I'm self-conscious about my own chewing, but yours is like so crazy loud.
That's funny because you should be self-conscious about your breathing.
I put the microphone cover on. I learned my lesson before, Jordan.
Yeah, listen, guys, both of you cut it out.
Okay. We didn't have anything on the board.
No, but it's okay. I mean, I really, the genesis for the questionnaire, I think, came about the first time that Spencer was on the pod.
I think so.
And I think we wanted to at least run through some of the questions with Spencer here.
Yeah. Do it right.
Yeah, so that we can get him to fill it. Also, he doesn't know, right after we recorded yesterday, we did come up with a long-standing debate between me and Alex Stone that we realized should be part of the questionnaire.
Oh, yes, yeah, right? Yeah. So we have added a couple of questions.
Yeah.
I think we added two, just since speaking to Jason.
Yeah. So, really, I mean, obviously it's going to be an open discussion between everybody, but Spencer, do you want to run through and just hit the questionnaire again?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Send me through the gauntlet.
I asked before I was ready.
This is why we should have. Okay. This is why we should have mic'd Lindy, because
we can do both. We can do me and then her.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Good
Lindy,
solve.
You can weigh in.
I love how awkward
you don't
you
want
are
to
right now.
You don't have to. We keep pushing.
No, she's gonna.
So far, you've been the obvious sane person on this podcast.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Let's
just
do it. Hopefully,
sober.
My phone doesn't run out of batteries. If it does, Jordan, I'm going to text you.
Oh, text me the questions
right now.
I think I remember. I listened to the pod enough that I remember them.
Do you remember the first one? You want to start
with
it?
Hey, great. Spencer, always great to meet a fan.
Yeah.
You fucking cunt.
So dismissive.
You piece of shit.
Hey, Spencer, great.
Hey, thanks, bud.
Always loved it. He hates bud.
I think it's such a dismissive term.
Spencer hates
I'm
bud.
With you,
I think
Spencer.
It depends. That you really put stink on it.
Yes.
I put stink.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
Or it's like, it's just such a, I think it's like a talking down term. And I think that's because I live down here in the South, but it's like any time I've had an older person talk to me or like a guy who's similar to my age but is like just douchier than I am.
Yeah.
They're like, "Oh, yeah, thanks, bud." You know?
See, I feel that way because I use bud for a kid.
Yeah.
And then when another adult uses it to me, I'm like, fuck you.
Well, also,
like, we're the same
when
age.
Your
what
best
do you mean?
Friend is like, "Thanks,
you're
bud."
Condescending
I'm
me.
Like, "You know what? Fuck you."
Yeah,
you didn't reply to my text messages for 36
Fuck you,
hours.
Bud.
Well, I guess we would feel that way too if we were idiots, bud.
God damn it!
And then he said he was upset about
it. He fucking booned me. That's Sam Evans booned me.
He said he was upset about it, and I was just like, buddy, buddo, bud boy.
Oh, you really
rubbed
it
so
in?
I'm so sorry, bud.
That's how
Budrow right. Wilson, I'm
Spencer,
so sorry.
Spencer,
Budrow Wilson.
My man, do you want to lead us off and tell us what the first question is in your opinion therein?
You pressure on me. Is the first question, is it the burrito taco?
It's not the burrito taco.
Is it?
You're actually skipping ahead quite a bit.
Am I? Fuck, I don't remember the first question.
It's okay. You want to spit? All right. First question on the questionnaire. Which cookie is superior and why? Chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin?
Oh, this is fucking easy. It's chocolate chip.
No.
Thank you, Spencer.
Yeah.
You know what? And we don't even need to spend more time on it.
We don't.
Right?
But I will
Lindy?
Say that I will
Lindy.
Say that I I hate Jordan's constitution of how he likes it because it's soft. He's like, oh, I like oatmeal cookies. They're
it's
soft.
It's not soft. It's oatmeal gross. Is not inherently soft. It's mulch.
I'm not like anti oatmeal raisin. Like that's I love a new cinnamon. One. I like oatmeal. I like raisins, but like it's fucking chocolate.
That's right.
Yeah. Hear that dead silence? That's me being right.
No. That's just, I'm not smart enough to be dumb enough to level with you.
Yeah, that's fine. You can just fuck right off with your bad opinion. So.
We're glossing over this. Lindy, what do you prefer and why? Chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin?
Chocolate chip.
Wow. Well, fucking. Wow. If you're going to do that every time.
Wow. That's four guests in
a row. You're
going to
side with Sam?
Has anyone ever said chocolate?
You know who has said? And it's like a dagger in my heart. My love of my life, Carmen Legat. No, it's not to fuck with me.
Oh, wasn't it?
Carmen Legat lives, eats, and breathes oatmeal raisin cookies. And it, oh, God, it sucks.
That's okay. Well.
All right. What is your preferred
name? How crazy that, like, two really important people in your life enjoy oatmeal raisins. Who would have thought? Like, maybe the guy you're on a podcast with and then the person you love.
How crazy two people fucking like the same cookie.
Jordan, quick question. Will you fill our listeners in on which of the people on the podcast right now shaved a literal divot in the back of their head tonight? Wait, this we did gloss over. Okay, this is the story, and I'm going to set the scene for you because Jared and I got to watch it happen from inside, and it was so funny.
It was you guys fantastic. Literally watched it from like a movie screen.
God. Oh, it was so funny. Jordan cuts his own hair. He does have a very cool, distinctive hairdo where he shaves the sides and long up top, right? And we got here and he said, Spencer, do you have clippers? Because he's like, Spencer, do you have clippers? I want to cut my hair before. And took the clippers outside, shirtless, out front of Spencer's apartment.
I didn't want to get hair.
Yeah. Standing in front of the window, like just in front of the whole apartment complex, and then Lindy walks up. So we hear the buzzers turn on. They're going for a second. Jordan like stops and looks at the buzzer and then looks up and just goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And just has to shirtlessly, trying to shave his head, introduce himself to his friend's girlfriend. And it was fucking beautiful to see from inside.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. You, Lindy? Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, God.
Hi, I'm one of the most important people in Spencer's life.
I'm Jordan. I do my own haircuts. My nipples are tiny. You know all that already. You know?
Okay, bitch and packs, why don't you chill, all right? Speaking of divots, huh? Why don't you pop that shirt off? Show us those canyons. Huh? Why don't you show us those moon craters? You got all nipples, huh?
Oh, man.
Going in hard on old JSH. I go in on SM SKM.
His last name is Evans.
Yeah, but his full name is Samuel Kennedy McKeel Evans.
You have a double middle name?
Double middle name.
That's fucking
like family names.
Bitch.
My parents gave them all to
like
me.
Like a stupid little fucking bitch.
Yeah.
All right. Next
young
question.
Young Beefy, everybody. Keep it going for
Young Beefy.
You thought that
all
would
right,
die.
So Spencer and Lindy have abandoned me. On
question number two. And also, we apologize for that ugliness. What is your preferred?
I do not. I just want you to know that apology came from Sam and Sam alone. Okay?
What is your preferred mayo-based salad and why?
I was going to say one thing, and then I realized that there's another one. But
hit us with it.
It's definitely chicken salad.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
I was going to say crab salad.
Really? I've never had crab salad.
Oh, God. I fucking love crab meat. Crab meat is buttery before you put it in melted butter. Like, it's just a weird buttery
I don't
meat.
Disagree with that.
I'm into the crab meat. But then I remembered that chicken salad. Like, I will say, you can really fuck up chicken salad. Mm. But actually,
you can also get it really right.
Yeah, I was gonna fucking say that.
Chicken salad sometimes is good, but then you know, sometimes it's bad.
Sometimes
you know?
It's good. Chicken salad, it's like sometimes it's good, but it's so hard because like you know it's good, but like sometimes it's bad.
I don't need to divide the room with my generic opinion.
One of the first like conversations she and I had was about this place that has like a really good chicken salad, and it's a restaurant connected to a gas station.
Oh, what? You know that's the
best.
Yeah,
and in my head I was like, "You're lying." Like that's not like.
Were you right? Was she right?
We went, what was it, like a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
It was probably great.
Were we hungover too?
Yeah, we were super hungover.
Oh, God, we ate it and then we took a nap and it was just.
I think we
so
all.
Good.
I think if.
And they have crinkle fries.
Oh, yeah, those are
now,
good.
Yeah. Lindy, I'm going to stop you, but it seems like you're talking a lot. And I did make a promise before this podcast episode started. I said, if you're going to talk, I'm going to pause. And plug in a microphone.
Yes, I think you should.
I think we should, especially since we're running through the questionnaire. And
yeah.
God
yeah.
knows.
You don't have to talk. It's just a contingency.
I agree.
You hold it.
Call, so.
If you want to talk, she accepts it.
I love how... Like,
now that... But the crinkle fries, Lindy brings up crinkle fries.
It's okay. This
that's an interesting point. I think maybe potential for a new question. What is your favorite form... what is your favorite state of fries?
Now, does that... Okay, it's like...
I can give a great argument.
Well, hold on to it.
Because
you're gonna, we got to give
you
a mic.
Say, when you say, like, state of fries, like... Okay, so they're like cookout? Like,
like water. There's, state like, water, and then, you know, it could be a solid, liquid, or a gas.
But there's, like... So there's like, cookout has regular fries. But then they also have seasoned fries, which are those regular fries with seasoning on them. Are those
okay, I'll
two
do... I'll do straight. We'll
fries?
Do straight. We'll do straight fries... In my opinion, Wendy's rules all. You know,
but
so straight.
No, Wendy's are natural cut.
Absolutely
straight.
Disagree. They not anymore. Not they. They did back in the day.
They've gotten bad.
I worked for Wendy's when I was 14. They had the greatest.
I would actually
they don't.
I would actually break it down even more. I would do straight or seasoned or those natural cut or whatever. I would classify
prefer,
those as one straight fries.
One,
yes,
like
that's what they are. Shoelace
okay.
fries, and under that umbrella, shoelace. Yeah, I would say that's
fuck.
A different state. Curly,
that's definitely a different state.
Crinkle
yeah,
cut,
yeah.
waffle, shoestring, steak fries. That's a good potato wedge.
Can I just say?
See, I would see. To me, those are like potato skin level and different.
No, like KFC's wedges. Those are definitely still fries.
I don't eat trash
they
food.
They do push
so.
The limit of, like, am I a fry
no, dude.
Or am I a potato skin?
So I got a mouthful of pizza, but I got to stand up for my boys. KFC potato wedges are delicious.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, we're back from what we tried and didn't work. But good news, Lindy's still here, and she's still weighing in on these questions.
Yep. Still dating me. Even after I talked about scratch my beehole.
Well, she's not going to break up with you in front of us.
Nah, she's savage. She
God,
would.
Wouldn't that be fucking so funny?
Be a great episode.
Honestly, Lindy, that's pretty compelling. Think it over.
Do it.
Yeah. Think about where you see this go.
Yeah. I think we...
Chicken salad.
Oh, right. No, I said chicken
or,
salad.
Yeah. Your and answer then... was chicken salad. Lindy, I'm guessing maybe the same.
It's a toss-up between chicken salad and potato salad.
Ooh.
Oh.
You're in line with one boy, Joe Scoho, young
I
beefy himself.
Like, I don't like potato salad.
Oh.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm
not a big
fan. If I'm going to eat potatoes, make fucking French fries.
Yeah, or mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, fuck
It's not
up,
that
daddy.
It's bad. It's just that in the millions of iterations of potatoes, I think it's pretty far down on the rung.
It's pretty low down. There's so many other
I
forms of potatoes.
I could disagree with more.
Yeah.
Really?
Potato Thank salad you. Is so good.
Yeah,
it's
I just don't
good.
Go for it.
I don't like
of
it.
Cold... A cold vegetable.
Also,
it's got. I will
mayonnaise?
Say if it is, it's got
a really good potato salad recipe that is not primarily mayonnaise. That just seemed really
funny. Yeah, we're all just putting our microphones up to you. We just look like reporters waiting for your answer.
No, we have a really good potato salad recipe that is not only mayonnaise. It's mayonnaise and mustard.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I'm into
there's
it.
Pickle relish.
Oh, yeah.
A little red wine great. Vinegar.
Ooh.
Salt, pepper.
You lost me a pickle relish.
Big
I'm sorry.
Big old chunks of potato. And
also
if
big chunks.
Fancy, some hard-boiled egg.
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
Hard-boiled egg is better.
You're putting,
this? Wait,
you're
where
putting,
can I get this?
Putting dill in there?
Bacon, maybe? Maybe little chunks of bacon in it?
Look, guys,
see,
this is less
eating,
of a potato salad and more of just a mishmash
you're
of
just
good
eating a cold, no, no, no. You're just eating a cold baked...
mash of random shit that you just put together. That is a salad. So.
You're just eating
Thank
a
you.
Cold
Yeah, so it looks like
point.
You don't need a mic anymore.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Listen, we have to talk.
All right.
I think
also,
she's
wait,
got I think
question
she has several
I
passes
I
want to
know where you
room.
Get this the potato salad you just talked about. Where is it?
It's her family's.
All right.
Southern Georgia. Like, actually, no, northern Georgia.
I'm making a pit stop and getting that potato salad Ooh, tomorrow.
Harlem. Harlem, Georgia. That's where my family's from.
Harlem. I thought you remembered.
One stoplight. And a gas station Harlem. And a whole yeah. house.
I thought you were,
home of the Globetrotters.
I thought you remembered. You were like, oh, no, it wasn't Southern Georgia. It was Harlem, New York.
It's home of the fat guy from Laurel and Hardy. I don't know which one he is.
I think that's Laurel. No, it's Hardy. No,
I don't
it's
know. Laurel is a fat name. Funny.
More like Harty.
There's a whole parade. There's a festival they have for
him. Really?
Wow.
I just want to say, I want to go back to the let's go back to that. The defense or attack that you have for potato salad is that like it's not a good variation of that's so close minded of you. You're like it's not a good variation.
Or, say anything's close.
There are better variations. It's like it's,
of potatoes. Yeah, there
it's
are.
Really close minded of you because it's like it's totally different.
I keep
forgetting. I'm so bad.
No, it's okay. Hold on. I'm not saying that I'm just saying that, like, okay, let me ask you this. Is potato salad your favorite version of potato?
I don't think that's a fair question.
Oh, wow.
Because it's so different.
You know what's funny about this is that I have to commend you on your athleticism in dodging that question.
No, because it's like fries are one thing.
That's tater tots Jordan, I didn't are one ask thing. What it was. I said, of potato dishes, is potato salad your favorite potato dish?
But it's not just a potato dish. Also, it's weird that you like.
I love potatoes.
Are fries a potato dish to you?
Listen to you, food.
Politics. Are fries not a potato dish to
no,
you?
No, they are, but I just like. To call them a dish seems like a bit of. I don't know.
I've eaten an entire bag of French fries for a meal.
That seems more sad and less relevant to this conversation.
But they fit on a dish.
Again.
Yeah. Dish. I don't
Did
mean
I
like a like
cheese?
An entree.
Yes.
I just
you know
mean.
Fine. You know, I will concede. Yeah. Potato salad is a potato-based dish.
And what is your favorite potato-based dish?
Answer the question.
I'm hesitating because to rank anything over them over fries seems insane to me.
Yeah, because they're fucking delicious.
Oh, wow.
And I don't disagree
that seems
with
insane.
That. But sometimes I don't like a straight starchy food. I like a little bit of mayonnaise and mustard in there. Sometimes scallions. Sometimes hard-boiled egg. Sometimes whatever the fuck I want to put into it.
You know,
because
really
it's
good.
A goddamn salad.
Sometimes you can put those on top of French fries.
What?
Mayonnaise, mustard, scallions.
That's gross. You've lost me on all of it.
Have you ever dipped a fry in mayonnaise?
You know, all of that will be good.
So good.
Hold on.
Sounds disgusting.
Lindy.
I don't think
have you ever dipped a fry in mayonnaise?
No. I've done aioli, but I've never done straight
Okay, that's just
mayonnaise.
That's just rich mayonnaise. That's just...
What is
You got
aioli.
You got a mic. You got a mic.
Aioli is just mayonnaise that went to private school. Like the.
Yeah, and I like private school mayonnaise. I don't like just plain mayonnaise.
Actually, it's not. Mayonnaise and aioli are completely different. Aioli's aioli is an olive oil based dish.
Also, there's
has
garlic.
No relation to mayonnaise, so they
you
can fuck
what?
All day. It's
probably
not
right,
a,
but fuck both of y'all.
Sorry. It's just for the sake of the audio. You do have to have a microphone up.
All right. Well, so we've decided that I'm breaking up with Lindy later tonight. So next question.
Guys,
I don't think
please,
that's
fair
not
because
what
this is about.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did say duck butter.
You said the word duck butter like 10 times.
Yeah. That is true. You went in depth about your asshole troubles, and she just sat here and was like, it's kind of funny.
Okay, I do laundry.
Yeah, but I bet she's going to want to definitely stay the night tonight. No.
All right.
Oh, I dig it. I dig that you're honest.
All right, guys.
All right, my relationship is off the board.
That was really good. That was really funny. Okay, moving on to question three.
I'm just kidding. I like you very much.
Cool.
This is fucking gay. Can you guys?
you can cut that out.
Yeah.
No.
Or leave
we
it
We like
in.
To go unedited.
I'm so excited to hear Lindy, for the most part, just sounding like the teacher from the Peanuts cartoon.
Because she's not.
All right. Third question. We'll go Spencer first.
All right.
Please list the three. Actually, no, we'll go Lindy. Hand the mic to Lindy so we get her.
But I'll answer it again.
Please list three. You did answer this before, actually, so it's good. Please list the three traditional breakfast cakes, pancakes, waffles, and French toast, in order of personal preference, and explain why you ordered them as such.
Waffles, pancakes, French toast.
Yeah, waffles, you did.
Because they're a little crispy.
Mm-hmm.
I like crispy, and there's craters for the melted butter. So
you're nailing it. You're nailing
you're
it.
You're speaking my language.
To get caught in.
Yeah.
Pancakes, just because pancakes are fucking awesome. They're easy to make, quick to make.
Sure.
Easy,
yeah.
Easy
yeah.
to make.
Yeah.
And you can put all sorts of shit in them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And French toast. French toast is really good, but it's also kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
it's messy.
Mm.
And there's always more eggs than like cinnamon and nutmeg and
That is true. You kind of get like a fried egg in there.
Yeah, exactly. On one side, there's always just a fried egg.
I do have to say that when you said cinnamon nutmeg, it excited me a little bit.
Sure. But also, you can put cinnamon and nutmeg in waffles or pancakes.
For reference, I put cinnamon in my pancakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Cinnamon, like a banana cinnamon.
Ooh, I haven't tried banana.
Now, in your description of the negative qualities of French toast, Jordan and I both rolled our eyes over to one Jared Krieger.
So you lined up exactly with Sam and I.
This is
really?
That is our that's the only debate question that we agree on.
Best friends?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Uh-huh.
Cool.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
Cool with that.
And so Jared, however, what was Jared's?
Jared,
it was French toast,
pancakes, waffles, opposite.
And but what you had said about French toast, how it's like a pain in the ass to make, and pancakes are easy to make, which is great, which makes it number one. That's why French toast is my number one, because I don't make it for myself. So anytime I've had French toast, it's like, oh, this is a delicacy.
That's what's elevated
to number one.
That's
for
a
me.
Good point.
But that's why
I
love French toast. Maybe I love it
for
its rarity,
for, so.
But.
Now, Spencer, have you answered this? You answered it before, but I forgot.
I think I did, but I'm prominent. Like I'm prominent waffles.
Prominent waffles.
I can't even explain how much I love waffles over the other two.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to weigh in because we haven't talked about this yet, but I have twice on this trip gotten chicken waffles.
Yes.
And I forgot. I'd had them before, but oh my God, chicken waffles is
so good.
Fucking so good.
And we first found it, I forgot where, maybe Atlanta, but we found it kind of
Majestic Diner.
Majestic Diner. We found a cheat code. Chicken and waffles, I've always had bone-in chicken. Chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers is the way
chicken
to
fingers
go.
On it.
There's
oh, you can just cut straight
it
through
there's
it.
A place downtown here called Beasley's Chicken and Honey.
Okay.
And they do. They give you a chicken thigh, but it's deboned.
Ooh, love
so you
that.
You get that fatty meat. And it's
yeah,
fried
dude.
Up.
Yeah.
You get the waffle.
I love it.
It's fucking
you,
so
you,
dope.
They give you syrup, but they also give you honey.
Yeah. To me, it is the epitome of what sweet and savory can be.
Yep. Mm.
It's mm-hmm. so good.
Yeah. If you look up sweet and savory in the dictionary, it's going to have a play of What am I trying to say?
Delicatessen?
No.
Delicacy?
Delicacy. I was going to say delicate.
Oh, delicate.
Oh, boy.
You okay?
The show was great, and I had a lot of drinks.
Yeah, we both did.
The most delicious looking picture of chicken and waffles.
Delicious is what you were going for. You started five times with delic and then realized you meant delicious.
No, I think it's pronounced delicious.
And then I realized that
together.
C makes a shh sound.
You know I love to delica them
waffles. Boom, bitch. But no, yeah, I'm a big waffle guy first.
You know what I love as much as chicken and waffles is ligma.
Nope, don't engage that.
You guys
no.
know what ligma is?
So after that,
I'm with Spencer. I'm like, don't engage it.
Don't
exist. I don't want Jordan
like
to repurpose
like
a shitty internet joke.
If you just don't move.
Somebody. This is the third question of now nine questions.
Somebody.
So you, all right, so
somebody
I'm going to burn
me
through.
What ligma means.
Say ligma balls or something, right?
No, just ask me what ligma is.
You're going to say ligma balls,
what is
right?
Just say,
no.
Hey, Jordan, what's ligma?
I'm not going to.
Jordan, what's ligma?
Ligma balls.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The payoff was not worth it, but it was still pretty good.
Jordan, if you can't, it should be said that Jordan is now essentially laying with Steve the dog on Steve's dog bed.
It's getting comfortable.
All right.
Yeah, so waffles. I'm a French toast and then pancake guy. I
really?
Waffles, French toast, pancakes. I do remember that from the last time.
I don't like pancakes.
Yeah. I'm with you.
They're garbage. They get all soggy. They're gross.
You know what I did realize now that you're saying that you don't like pancakes? I do realize consistently always the issue with pancakes is you'll get a stack. A stack is too many pancakes. You want one pancake.
Yep, you want one.
That is what you want.
One plate-sized cake.
You never think that. You always order a stack, mm-hmm. and then you get halfway through that stack, and you're overwhelmed. That's why a waffle is in another way superior, because it's one waffle. Yeah.
That's why I think worth mentioning is Silver Dollar pancakes. Those are great.
Sure.
I could kill a stack of those, no problem.
Yeah.
Toss them down, fold them up like the Japanese dude eating dumplings.
Okay, next question.
He just throws them into his mouth.
I could do a stack of waffles if that was an option, I think.
I could eat
three or four on top of each other. I could eat a stack
of regular-sized giant waffles. Waffles are delicious.
I haven't thought about Silver Dollar pancakes since I touched Jordan's grandma's nipples.
Lick my balls.
Hope your family.
Hope they listen to
this. It's not listen to this.
Hope Pete Pop listens to this one.
Should I edit that one out? Are you okay? Are you mad?
Yeah. How dare you? No, it's okay.
All right. Moving on. I think we all know which is better, tacos or burritos.
Well, we talked about this in the car.
Yeah, we talked about this in the car.
Absolutely, it's burritos. Yeah. And it's not because I don't like, it's not because I'm like anti.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm not
anti-taco. Nobody's anti-taco.
Tacos are great.
Yeah.
I like
more. Again, I do want to reiterate, actively anti-burrito.
Yeah.
And because burritos are trash food for trash people.
Insane person. Whatever.
Burritos are garbage.
A lot of people are like, oh, I don't like, like Jason's point, where he's like, I don't want to know what I'm getting in my burrito. I don't want a bite of rice and a bite of sour cream. It's like, what blind degenerate is making your burrito?
That's
They're
a
not
really
blind.
Good point.
They're
yeah.
minimum wage workers
you know
at Chipotle. That's who's making it.
I'm going to top this.
And they might as well be blind.
I'm going to top this burrito.
I give them the benefit of the doubt in that case. But they're just throwing shit together at $7.25 an hour. I'm sorry.
The minimum wage is above $7.25
They lay everything down horizontally.
Not in North Carolina? That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's bad. No, they lay everything down vertically, so it's not like they're laying like, well, here's all the rice, and then here's all the sour cream, and then there's the meat. It's like you know what you're getting.
I don't agree with him on that.
What you want. It's not like you walk into a Chipotle and you're like, hey, blindfold me and just put whatever the fuck you want in here.
Honestly, that'd be a pretty fun Chipotle.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. But my thing with I love tacos, but
that place would actually be called Chipotle, huh?
No, oh god. Chipotle, hey, what's in this?
Chipotle, lay, ho, hey, ho.
The amount of buns that are trying to be forced
are all bad. Anyway, I'm burritos, tacos. Lindy, go for it.
The puns trying to be forced in this podcast right now are as painful as all the fucking food that gets jammed into a burrito.
I'm taking this back. Okay, it's... What food... Okay, actually, you know what? When we talk about tacos, we talk about like street tacos where it's just a corn tortilla and meat? Are we talking about like a normal...
First of all, I will never acknowledge the existence of corn tortillas because they're garbage. They're a garbage food for garbage people.
Okay, well, first
See,
off,
that's why
first
you're
off,
also wrong you can't have about
an opinion,
tacos.
Yeah, you can't have an opinion about tacos at all then because original tacos are made with corn tortillas. Go to any Spanish-speaking
country.
And corn
tortillas are so good.
Yeah.
They're really not. No, flour tortillas are so much better. Corn tortillas are cocktail napkins that do a terrible job holding tacos together.
Yeah, because you fucking grew up in Charlotte.
I actually grew up in Hickory, which has
worse.
A very large Hispanic and Hmong population. So,
all right, Clint Eastwood. But
it's crazy how you just so swiftly kicked the Mexican culture in its balls.
Yeah. How?
Anyway.
By describing delicious corn tortillas as cocktail napkins.
Yeah.
First of all, you're all fucking racist. The Mexicans are not representative of all of Central America. Okay? There's Guatemalans. There's Hondurans.
Yeah,
what
people,
does that have to do with
corn
anything?
Tortillas.
Yeah, you're right.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't...
Yeah. Mice. Ever heard of it?
I just want to say that I've been to Guatemala before. Just wanted to reiterate
that.
Wow.
You're so...
This bullshit.
Yeah, didn't you go there with a girl that didn't believe in vaccines?
And I went with a couple of my Mexican / they were really Ecuadorian friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
The guy,
they believe
the guy
in vaccines?
Wait, hold on. Are you talking about the guy whose girlfriend you fucked?
Wow. That's a little bit much.
I'm so sorry.
Digging up dirt.
Listen, I'm just trying. I'm pulling out all the stops to discredit your opinion on flour tortillas.
Lindy.
In fairness, it was his ex-girlfriend.
What do you think about tacos versus burritos? Go.
Okay. So, I love burritos, but I will usually order tacos because burritos are typically too big. And, yeah.
Okay, that's a fair
and
point.
Also, corn tortillas are way better than flour.
They're really
way better.
How
flour
are you
going to
side with me and
then
also diss me at the same time?
Because Jordan,
you're
it's
right,
America.
But you're also wrong.
It's America.
You want a dab assist on that?
There's just too much going on right now for me to. You know, I need a minute.
Is the too much going on that we've pretty much all decided that you're wrong?
Did we just dunk on you too hard?
Even Lindy was just like, you're right, but I still disagree with you. And I think it's, you know what? Like, I've
did
said
you
it
just
before.
Get, did you just get swept in four games?
No, I've said
are you shooketh right now?
I've said it before and I'll say it again. A lot of people were mocked for their beliefs. A lot of martyrs were mocked for their beliefs well before their time.
Oh my
you
God.
Know? So, Martin Luther.
You think you're like Martin Luther, known anti-Semite.
Was he?
Yes. That was like a huge part of his deal.
King or the 95 Theses guy?
No, the 95 Theses.
Okay.
Oh, I wasn't finished. Martin Luther King
Jr. Smooth recovery. Yeah. All right, sure.
I was not finished. Malcolm X. Original Martin Luther. You know what they all had in common?
Black.
Pretty good sense of style?
Close. They hated corn tortillas.
Oh, I doubt that so far.
Well.
You think you think tacos were as popular back then?
What?
I'm sure they were in Central America, in Latin America.
I wasn't. We're talking about MLK. Anyway, no, next question.
All right. I'm going to. Let's
crunchy tacos are better than soft tacos. Yes.
I will say, I do like crunchy tacos.
I'm glad you don't have a microphone.
Do you want to. All right.
Keep going.
Spencer.
Yes, sir.
Favorite cheese. Why?
Trees?
Cheese.
Oh, cheese.
Favorite cheese. Why are there any cheeses you hate?
I'll start off. There are no cheeses that I hate.
Yeah, that's
and
fair.
I've had some smelly cheeses. I don't remember their names because I'm uncultured. Favorite cheese. Ooh, that's tough. I think I'm going to have to go with Costco has a smoked Gouda.
Oh.
And.
Yeah. Any smoked Gouda.
I put that shit on everything.
Mm.
But also, but also, does cream cheese count?
I would throw cream cheese in there, yeah.
I think so.
Oh, that's tough. I think I'm still going to go with the smoked Gouda. Cream cheese is like right there. Like, smoked Gouda wins by a hair.
Yeah.
Cream cheese is great. Cream cheese is very versatile.
Yeah. Yeah. Cream cheese is good because it's like you can put it on a bagel. You can put it on a sandwich.
I love cream cheese on a sandwich.
You can, it can be dessert.
Cream cheese icing.
Yep.
There you go.
Cheesecake. Cheesecake is mostly cream cheese.
Now, this brings into
what
question.
Tell me the name of the dip again that we got earlier tonight that you showed us.
The sausage.
The sausage dip that it was. That
it's
was
cream
sausage,
cheese, sausage,
cream cheese,
and Rotel, I think. Yeah.
Fuck it. You know what? Fuck smoked Gouda. It's cream cheese.
Yeah. Oh, that took you to the edge.
But
huh?
my favorite, I think, because it's very versatile.
Very versatile.
I also love it because you can, if you really want, you can crack open a thing of cream cheese. You can dip your finger in there, and you can shove that in your mouth, and it's still good.
Yeah,
it's good. It's great for keto. A lot of fat, low carbs.
It's love just it. Delicious. Yep. You can add it to salmon. You can add it to. I'm not gonna lie.
You effectively talked yourself into choosing cream cheese.
I did. Yeah.
It's kind of a beautiful thing to watch.
Yeah. It really is.
I have a question. Can I add whipped cream cheese or? Straight out the like a bar because you could do bar.
I gotta go
cream
whipped.
Cheese.
I gotta go whipped.
I gotta go whipped because it's whipped. It's a little
Philadelphia bar cream
whipped
cheese.
Is more
bar.
Functional.
Yeah,
I will say
you don't like whipped.
I know it's not that I don't mind. I like whipped.
You like it, you like it to have a little more constitution.
Yes. Yeah.
God, I love whipped cream cheese. So
thick.
Good.
Thick boy wants his thick cream.
Thick boy wants his thick cream.
Thick boy wants his thick cream.
Please
anyway,
stop.
Lindy, favorite cheese. Why are there any cheeses you hate?
My favorite cheese would be Boar's Head Chipotle Gouda.
Damn.
Ooh, another Gouda.
I love it.
It's the best.
Boar's Head Chipotle Gouda.
Gouda is like a Gouda is honestly my favorite, but the Chipotle Gouda is superior to all other Goudas, in my opinion.
That is a good brand.
Is that sort of similar to like a Pepper Jack? Because I'm a big Pepper Jack guy.
It's a little more spicier than a Pepper Jack.
Oh, that's
and it's
fine.
Creamier because it's Gouda.
Yeah.
It's great.
God. All right.
I was very poor for like a full month of my college career because I got fired from a job.
Mm-hmm.
And all We've I ate all was there. Black beans and rice, and I would splurge on Chipotle Gouda and put it in there.
Shred it over?
Oh. Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then probably the only cheese I don't like is crumbled blue cheese.
Ooh.
Okay.
I just
okay.
don't like
Do
blue cheese.
Do you like blue cheese at all?
No.
Okay.
Also, I can't eat feta. It gives me migraines. So
really?
That, but I feel like I would love it.
Steve
Second
Adonis.
Favorite cheese, goat cheese.
Goat cheese.
Goat cheese is good. That's weird that you've like you're back and forth on a couple cheeses that are I would classify similar. Feta and goat cheese.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Feta gives me migraines, goat cheese does not.
Yeah.
But they're similar textures.
Goat cheese is good. I love it. It's like dry, it's like a little bit bitter. I love it.
Yeah.
Creamy.
All right. Good answers. Good answers. Really, I'm gonna get that fucking boar's head Chipotle Gouda.
You can get it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very
big.
You
can get it at Harris Teeter. I don't know if y'all have those up north.
We do not. No. Did you know that there are no national grocery store chains?
Nope.
I knew that.
It's all regional. Yeah.
Well, fuck me, I guess, huh?
It's sad, but I knew that.
Okay. But I guess Whole Foods and Trader Joe's are getting there.
I kind of like that, though. I like going to a place I've never been before and being like, that's what you call it.
Ooh. Wegmans.
Wegmans, yeah.
I love that grocery store. I lived in Virginia for like 8 months, and my treat each month was I would just go to Wegmans by myself and walk around.
Love it.
I've never heard of Wegmans. I am trying to hit every grocery store in New York, so the only ones I haven't hit, D'Agostino's, which is like a super fancy one, but like Western Beef, Morton Williams, Whole Foods,
Key Foods.
Have you
gone to Gristiti's?
Gristiti's. Been there.
C-Town. You go to C-Town?
What?
C-Town.
Been to C-Town?
C-Town. I love me. C-Town. I love C-Town. Western beef just because it's fucking called Western.
Welcome to Western beef. That was my favorite. That's my favorite one.
All right.
C-Town so Key cheap. Foods. There's a really, there's a pretty good one. It's not super well known, but Trader Joe's. It's pretty good.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's.
It's owned by a German company. So.
Steve, fucking, I'm such an asshole. Spencer.
Hey.
Where does the week begin? Sunday or Monday?
It begins on Monday. Jordan, you can fuck off.
Thank you. Lindy.
I don't know. I've never put much thought into that.
We know.
Well, that's the point.
Now, the point of the question is also that.
I know calendar-wise,
exactly,
it starts on Sunday.
And we know that. But when do you really feel like the week starts?
And it's only between Sunday and Monday.
You know what? I would.
I'll accept it. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Would,
if you
I
feel
would
another
put
day.
Motion forward to.
I would say Tuesday, just because. You know, Sunday, you're still like amping up for the week. Monday, you don't get much done when you go to work. I feel like Tuesday is the real beginning of my at least work week.
Okay.
He just fell off the couch.
I would like to clarify that was all Steve. That was not me going, fuck you, Steve. And just
I watched it happen. He just sort of fell off. He
of
went
there.
To jump up on Jared for cuddling, and then for some reason wanted to very aggressively sniff under Jared's legs. Jared like has his feet propped up, and then just didn't pay attention, and his ass just slid off the chair and just slammed on.
Dogs handle klutzy moments like that way. Like I draw my inspiration whenever I do something stupid and trip. I'm like, what would a dog do? They just keep fucking. They just keep carrying
what
on.
What would a dog do? That's so good.
Don't even address it. WWDD. Yeah. You know.
What would a dog do? I do. I
Steve,
gotta
it's play time. On your bed.
Just want to put in my just my 2 cents about it. It doesn't matter if what day you guys think it begins on because. Legally begins on Sunday. So
yeah, that's cool. Whatever.
Thank you. Thank you, God, and thank you, Google.
But there are other countries where it doesn't.
Name one.
Yeah, you overprivileged piece of shit.
Name.
You uncultured swine.
Sometimes Europe's continent.
Domingo.
That doesn't count.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is the smallest pocket furthest away from the shoulder straps of a backpack called?
We talked about this in the bar. It's a back pocket.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Lindy.
I think he's trying to impress you.
I'm not. I've literally, and even if there's a point where it's like there's multiple pockets.
I call it the back pocket.
If the lowest one to me is always the back pocket. The back if there's pocket. One above that, yeah. I say it's the front pocket. I don't know why.
You know what I just thought of, Jordan? Will you do me a favor? Will you stand up right now?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. You're not wearing the right.
I thought I just had the backpack on. I have got my backpack.
No. I don't need you to have the backpack. I was going to say, stand up. Tell me where the back pocket is on your pants.
It's different, though. We've established.
Really?
Yeah, we've established.
It's different, though.
Yeah, because the...
It's not different.
Actually, Sam, I'm actually very glad that you asked that.
You guys have this
You're very right. Pants,
every episode, I love
pants
it.
And shirts have an orientation, do they not? Right, I think we all agree.
Yeah,
I'm so glad you asked this,
I know
Sam.
What you're talking about. Sam. We have already talked about this. You and I disagree on the orientation of a backpack.
Shorts have an orientation, and yeah. The zipper, so does I think the we backpack. Can all agree, the zipper, where the zipper would or is the front, right? Which makes the two side pockets on the front of your thighs the front pockets, correct?
Yeah.
Correct. Which, as you were leading to, the two pockets on the back where you would keep your wallet would be considered the back.
No need to raise your voice, sir.
Pockets, I think, right?
I can't wait for this to not work out as a logical argument. I'm so excited.
Now, all you got to do is just turn the stuff around, right? We're talking about a backpack, different orientation. It's facing a different way.
Jordan
still makes it the front pocket.
Jordan, keep talking. I'm going to fuck your shit up real quick. So just keep
holding. No, Jordan, because properly, a backpack is worn with the shoulder straps facing forwards. Ergo, what you call the front pocket faces towards the back. It is the back pocket.
I'll get over here.
Okay.
I'm holding up a camera backpack that I use when I travel.
Oh, great. Love it.
I wear it like this. These are my back pockets. Do you know what I refer to as my front pocket?
Oh, look at that. There's a front pocket.
And you know what's crazy? You know what the company calls this? Front pocket.
We would need to see a source on that.
Oh, wow.
There's nothing to prove
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Nothing to prove that.
Spencer.
And also, that is an irregular pocket. That does not exist on 90% of backpacks.
Really interesting.
Sorry, are you calling my lifestyle irregular?
Yes, I am.
Spencer,
yes.
Can you tell us the make of the backpack so we can fact check that?
I don't remember. That's an F-stop bag?
F-stop bag.
I'll text it to you because I don't remember the model.
Yeah, sounds legit. Okay.
Wow. So I guess we did find out that there is an actual front pocket, and it is not.
That has proved nothing.
Oh my God.
Can I tell you that you guys have both made me revisit it because I've never thought about that until the first time I did the podcast the other day.
Yeah.
And I was right on board with you because I'm like, I used to think of it as a front pocket, but the way you kind of explained it the other day, I'm like, no, it is a back pocket because it's on the back.
It's the back pocket. Yeah.
It is about the orientation of the pouch.
Thank you.
The shorts work to win it back over.
I'm not going to sleep well tonight.
It's not about the orientation.
But do you ever?
Yeah, no. It's going to fit into the rest of my life. But still, like, this will be what I'm thinking about instead of jerking off or whatever it is I'll be doing.
You know what? This is turning into a billionaire boys club. I would love to get a woman's input on this. Lindy. Yeah. Do you consider what would you call that?
I always call it the back pocket.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
really interesting.
We call it like the taller pockets, like the top pocket.
I call it the main pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're wearing a backpack. You're wearing a backpack scenario. Yeah. You're wearing a backpack.
Wearing a backpack.
And that small pocket. So my JanSport, I have just two pockets. I have the big one and then the small one, which is
shout out to JanSport, by the way. Thank you.
Alternatively, if we get any sponsors, I hope it's JanSport and Arizona Ice Tea. Also, maybe the butt plugs that we were talking about the other day.
Oh yeah.
Arizona Ice Tea. Yeah, go to arizonaist.com/upyourbutt for 20% off the dollar can.
Actually, they have their merch store is online. There's some really dope stuff on there. But anyway, so you're wearing a normal – you're not wearing some gay stop like he had just pulled out right now,
yeah.
Okay? You're wearing a JanSport. There's two pockets, big pocket, small pocket. Other than that, there's a pencil – in that small pocket, and you need somebody to get that. You're being like, hey, Spencer, can you go in the back pocket and grab a pencil out of there?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're both trash people that deserve each other, I think.
That's where I'm with you, because that's why I would.
It makes no sense.
The front pocket,
well,
because
I never
I'm
had
thinking
a Jansport,
of if somebody else
though.
Has to
you had,
use the pocket. It's
I never
a front
had
pocket.
A Jansport. I had a Kelty.
I'm
like
using
8 years.
I'm using Jansport as a.
And it had two small pockets. The small pocket was this tiny little zipper that was on the back pocket.
We're already confused,
yeah,
right?
No, that's okay.
I think we're already confused because you're using back pocket.
Are you brand shaming her?
No. Kelty's a great brand. Kelty's a great brand.
It's 2:26 in the morning, and my mom just texted me two hearts.
Whoa.
Aww.
Is she okay?
So sweet.
Is my mom booty calling me?
You didn't have to make it sexual. It's so sweet.
Yeah, it's so crazy that you
she
got just you upped by your mom.
Okay, well, we know where these guys stand.
So. Yeah. God, I
the right
fucking
side.
Love this
no,
so
No, I don't
much.
Have an opinion yet, because I did for a minute.
Yeah. You never will.
And now, again, you. Now I'm confused.
The last, oh my God. The last episode of this podcast will be Jared's final decision.
That's really funny, actually. I've come to a decision.
Now, yesterday, though, was it you or was it Jason that said you call it the pouch?
No, was yeah, you? Well, no, that pooch. Was my original answer.
Yeah.
Pooch.
And the pouch, I'm
it's
fine with.
Pouch.
That makes
it's
sense.
Pouch,
yeah,
but when you start thinking about how to refer to it,
mm-hmm.
and then its orientation.
And just to be clear, I don't need it to be called the back pocket, but I think it makes sense to call it something like the small pocket or the pouch. It doesn't make sense to call it the front pocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Did you just agree with me again?
No.
Without realizing it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right.
I wasn't paying attention.
Two questions left.
Oh, we burned through those.
Including the new ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is your favorite condiment? Oh, wait, no. Probably we do
Trojan.
Have a couple other.
Yeah,
no.
We
okay.
have a couple more left. Favorite condiment. Now, as much as we were talking about cream cheese before and all the variations of it, I would like to put into motion cream cheese be considered a condiment.
Yeah. We were talking about that.
You would consider it a condiment?
If it's a condiment, it's not a cheese.
I don't consider
well, you guys,
it a condiment.
Hold on. Here's the thing. You guys, I think you said last episode, you guys said a condiment is something that like comes in a small packet. Someone
can.
Said that?
Can? Yeah.
I thought it was spreadability. That
cream cheese comes
so
in a
like
small packet.
Cream cheese or...
Cream cheese does come in a small packet.
Cream cheese does come in a small packet.
It's usually
small
not
packet.
For free, but it does come in a small packet.
Is cream cheese a condiment?
Yeah, but it just doesn't feel like a condiment.
I think there are a lot of things
it's
that are
it's like
condiments.
Pornography. I'll know it when I see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that pornography is like it's sex, but it just doesn't feel like sex. But...
It's like pornography. I can't get enough of it.
Just like ketchup.
It's like pornography. I'm coming.
My favorite condiment, it's mayonnaise. Yeah, it's
definitely
mayonnaise.
Is a good one.
Yeah, mayonnaise is me too. Yep.
I think mayonnaise is good because it can be, mm-hmm. it's very versatile.
I'm saying mayonnaise for me and then hot, but also, and I mean it's neck and neck, but it would go
hot
mayonnaise,
sauce.
Hot sauce, yeah.
Mm. Now, are you a vinegar-based hot sauce guy? Or are you more of a...
He's a Valencia boy.
Valentina. Yeah, which is slightly, but not especially vinegary.
Is that the giant thing I have in my fridge? I love Valentina.
That's why I bought it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love
it because it's a great hot sauce, but it's slightly more viscous than other hot sauces, which is great.
I don't like, but it's also like Tabasco. I don't like Tabasco. It's too...
Yeah, Tabasco's watery.
Yeah, it's too
It's more about the bite than the flavor.
Yeah.
Tabasco's, I agree with everything you're saying, but Tabasco... On a breakfast plate, a little bit of eggs.
That's fine.
It's not bad. It's just not my favorite. No, it's definitely mayonnaise for condiment-wise. I just think it's good. It's good on fries. Adds a lot to a burger.
Lindy just grimaced.
I know she did. I saw it. It can be for like a grilled cheese rather than spreading.
I've heard of that, and I actually do want to try that.
You should try it. It's real good.
When you're toasting, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
When you're toasting, it's fine.
You do a little bit of mayonnaise on the grilled cheese.
Yeah. No. But like not on the inside. Like you like on the toast side down.
Yeah.
So like usually you'd spread butter on a grilled cheese, and you put the butter side on a pan, replace the butter with mayonnaise. And that is not like a gross redneck thing. Like a lot of chefs,
a lot of if when you get diner toast and you're like, God, it's so good. That is how a lot of diners do toast.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to see a source.
I mean,
if
you're gonna be that funny, you gotta say
don't
it.
Ruin toast, please.
I feel like he's only enhancing toast.
Yeah.
No. I will say I was offended by Jared's statement last pod of him liking Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip.
Stand by.
That's okay. You can stand by it.
It's 24 hours later, I know my constitution is strong. And I'm still.
I did like your reasoning for that. It's a verb versus helm.
Well, that was just a moment of self-realization where I thought, I'm like, I'm just easily marketed to. Cheese whiz. Miracle whip.
Whiz it in yourself.
Oh, put a verb in there. I'll get it. I'll pick it up.
So funny. That should be a bit. I don't know if I have a least favorite. You know what? It might be ketchup.
But you wouldn't put miracle
ketchup on ketchup is
anything?
Your least favorite?
I'm not.
How do you feel about ranch?
Okay. I have a love-hate with ranch. Like, I know a lot of people are just like, ranch is good. Like, put it on everything. Sure, but it has, like I'm not, don't give me your shitty, watery ranch. Like, I want a good buttermilk ranch. Homemade ranch? Ooh, fuck me up. Cover me in it.
I think you've just said what people think about everything. Give me something good, not something bad.
Yeah, but like, there's a lot of bad ranch out there. Like hidden, there is a lot of mayo. I don't like Hidden Valley.
Melissa always, and I love her to death, but she always gets like a Trader Joe's stock ranch, and
I don't like stock ranch. Do it.
Give me Hidden Valley, baby.
No, I don't like Hidden Valley. I don't like most ranch that comes.
Hidden Valley's good. Newman's Own.
That's why restaurant ranch is good a lot of the time. It's made there,
and they usually use buttermilk. And I'm going to be honest, I don't care enough about this to argue with Jordan about it.
Lindy.
Over to Lindy.
My turn. All right. First of all, I love condiments.
Okay.
And I love sauces. So this is a hard choice for me to
make. So this is a bit of a passion project for you.
Like, I have one of my really good friends. Whenever we go out to eat together, we will get, like, 3 sides of different sauces just to like dip our fries in to try. It's one of my favorite things to do. But I would have to say sriracha mayo is probably my favorite condiment. I put it on everything.
You know what?
Sriracha mayo is good.
I'm gonna throw a wrench in it. That is 2 condiments. You have to choose one.
Oh, no. That's actually a pretty good point.
No, because I bought it in one bottle where it's mixed together, so it counts as one.
Okay, she gets it. Okay. Yeah.
I hate plain mayo.
You hate plain mayo.
I hate plain mayo. It's too sweet. It's too thick. And you know it's mostly made of lard and animal fat. And it's just gross.
I don't think it's animal fat. It's
but
eggs,
if you
right?
put other stuff in it, you can pretend it's not mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise is eggs.
So I fuck hard with chipotle mayo, sriracha mayo.
I love how you're getting it. I fuck hard with
I do. Mayo, not lard.
I'm not done yet. I'm still thirsty. And then as far as ranch goes, I have very strong opinions on ranch. Hidden Valley is garbage.
Oh.
Garbage.
What's a good ranch?
Homemade. It has to be buttermilk. It has to be mayonnaise. And then the just packet of ranch seasoning. And then you just mix it up.
Homemade.
Yep.
Wait, no, real quick.
Hidden Valley. But Hidden Valley in the bottle is not good. It's too thick. You smell it. It smells almost kind of rancid.
It's got a plasticky taste.
Yeah, it's not good. It's too thick. It has to be
So you can use the Hidden Valley seasoning, but you have to. Can I be honest with you?
It could be generic.
I did not know you could
seasoning.
Make ranch at
you
home.
You can make ranch at home. I worked at a restaurant in my college town. They had the best ranch, and it was made with an industrial gallon-sized jug of what was termed heavy duty mayonnaise. It was disgusting to watch them make it, but it tasted delicious.
Being in the restaurant industry, there is this heavy duty mayonnaise, and they use it to make ranch. And to see it being made is disgusting.
Terrible, but
it's
the after,
so
it's so
but
good.
But it's yeah,
it's
but
worth
it,
having
yeah,
to
the,
witness
the product's
that
delicious.
Horrible sequence of events.
I love everybody's got PTSD from heavy duty mayonnaise.
Oh God, heavy duty mayonnaise.
You should
it
not
takes
see
a minute to get out of the jar when they try to dump it. It's like
so bad.
There, you could even put yeah.
Steve
yeah,
is
that's
looking
not even
at you again.
Thick enough sound effect for heavy duty mayonnaise.
All right.
Moving on.
I'm just laughing at heavy duty mayonnaise.
Okay, now this is like the new question that's definitely going on here. And this is just a little backstory. This is from a previous guest, Alex Stone. I think we've referenced the argument
original
before.
Co-host?
No, not original co-host, just original guest. I think we've referenced it on the pod before, but. And nobody's answered it on air yet, so we should talk about it.
Ooh, exclusive.
Are marshmallows candy? And let me tell you right now.
Wow.
Marshmallows are not candy. They are not candy at all. They will never be candy. If you think that they're candy, you've had a bad life. You've had a rough life. I want to give you a hug. I want to raise you all over again from childhood and show you what real candy is. Marshmallows, not candy.
Can I tell you something, Sam?
Sure.
Ditto.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Have mm-hmm. you guys asked Jared this yet?
We haven't gotten a chance to. Jared, how you feel?
Peeps.
Peeps. No. 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 Peeps have a colored candy coating, a thicker granulated sugar coating that is dyed. They're fuck. Shaped.
That makes sense.
I didn't think about
it's not,
Peeps.
It's
I did not think about Peeps.
Nope, Peeps don't matter because it's not marshmallows candy, by itself. It is treated and formed to become a candy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I'm not on board. No, it's usually it's a topping then. But yeah. Peeps is a candy.
No.
Yeah.
I will.
Peeps is mostly a marshmallow. And there's also Mallow Bars, right? Don't they have those?
They have they're covered in chocolate,
which,
though.
Again, also
yeah.
have...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an
yeah.
ingredient. I call it a confection.
I would call it a confection right
now. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Not a candy.
It is a...
Libby, you concur?
It's a
not
puff
a candy?
Sugar, right? Yeah.
I would have peanut butter marshmallow fluff sandwiches for lunch growing up, so marshmallows aren't a candy.
Fluff, yeah, they are not a candy.
A fluffer nutter?
Yeah.
That's a good sandwich.
Fluffer nutter.
It's not candy.
That's not candy, though.
No,
that's
that is a fucking fat sandwich. I had like
I never
one of those
them.
When I was 12, and I was like, I got to cut this off now, because I'm going to be in for a world of hurt.
What do you do? You made that
sound
decision.
Do you know what's so weird? Is that like that?
You
was,
knew how unhealthy it was. Like,
that was an acceptable
good.
Lunch. It's like, yeah, here's sugar and peanut butter.
Peanut butter and marshmallow, yeah.
There's your yeah, nutrition for funny. The day.
And you can even get... they also make Jif makes the most delicious peanut butter. It's a honey peanut butter. And I remember early on I had one of those sandwiches and I was like, this can't be legal for us. That is ridiculous. Mm.
Yeah, no.
So are we in agreement?
Marshmallows are, you know, they're an ingredient.
They're not candy.
They're
can I be honest with you? Honestly,
said
I don't
they
even
were candy. What, another
yeah, my friend
candy?
Alex, my friend Sally agrees. Her husband, who you,
you
met,
mean your former friend?
Yeah, yeah. They all are, and I'm talking. We have gotten into heated.
Yeah. Have you ever brought up the thing where it's like, yeah, show me a bag of marshmallows that's sold in the candy aisle?
That is exactly what I said, and I also
interesting. They're in the baking aisle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're confectionery.
And I will say this, and I will say this, and I cop to it. If you look at the dictionary definition of candy, marshmallows do fall under it. But my defense of it, and I said this to Carmen before, because Carmen, she falls on marshmallows and candy. I said, tell your nieces and nephews that you are bringing candy over to them, and then bring a bag of marshmallows and see what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be upset.
They'll
right?
be upset. I've got candy for you. Yeah. Try and hand out marshmallows on Halloween.
I think that's
exactly.
What
exactly.
See what
I
happens.
Don't know. I don't know.
Wrapped or unwrapped.
Again.
Exactly. How are you even going to disseminate them? You know, you can't.
What are you going to do with those marshmallows
on Halloween? I think it'd be
inseminate.
It's kind of a sweet food, and it's kind of a treat, so I'll take it.
Yeah.
Treat? Fine. Treat's a whole different category.
Also, I do want to go back to Peeps for a second.
Yeah.
I would even say I don't even know if I would qualify Peeps as a candy. I guess that's a steeper argument for me.
This might be a hot take. Peeps are fucking gross.
Thank you. That was the other point.
I hate them.
Okay.
But
I used to date a girl that would like, she would just house Peeps, and I have never been so unattractive.
Oh,
Peeps have a time and place for me, and it's when I'm celebrating the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is once a year. Are they gross after five of them? Yeah, sure. But are those first three or four
terrible? Yeah,
they're so bad.
They're so good.
They're
I love
disgusting.
Them.
Disgusting.
You know, you can just make a peep at home by just taking a marshmallow and licking it and rolling it in sugar.
Yeah. You probably would.
What?
You would.
Dying it?
You ain't going to dye it. You could be a KKK peep.
Oh, my God. This peep's wearing a white hood. And I put it on a burning cross stick. Toasted it.
Now, I do. I think we're all in. I think we're all in agreement about marshmallows.
Some more racism.
We're all in agreement about marshmallows. I do want to shout them out hard for being.
They just don't put the chocolate on it. That's it. The KKK people, when they make a s'more, they're like, just without the Hershey's. You know what I mean? Just good old graham crackers.
Make me a white man s'more.
God's white marshmallow.
That's really funny.
That's so funny. Ooh, a quick s'more life pro tip, cheat code. Graham cracker, marshmallow, Reese's.
Oh, fuck. You know what I just realized?
What?
That we haven't talked about either? That is maybe the most pressing
what
current food debate that's come up. White chocolate. Pro or against?
We were just talking about it. How do we feel about white chocolate?
Now,
is white chocolate chocolate? Do you like white chocolate more or less than regular chocolate?
Well,
it's definitely chocolate.
It is not chocolate.
Exactly. It's a chocolate derivative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not chocolate.
It's an appropriated
chocolate. How pompous
chocolate
could you be?
I don't know how it's
this
made.
This chocolate's good, but it seems quite derivative of chocolate.
It's not good.
It's not good.
I don't like it. Yeah,
thank you.
But I still think
that's
chocolate.
And that was the original question.
The Hershey's cookies and cream
are
you
pretty for good. Or against?
They are really good.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I don't.
Thank
I'm going to look
thank
into
you.
That.
But, thank you.
I don't.
Okay,
thank
hold
you.
On. Hold on. But with that, hold on. But, hold on. Time out.
Thank you.
With that being said.
Thank you. Thank you.
Would I prefer a cookies and cream version that's just a regular Hershey's bar with those little cookie bits in it? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Also,
not
I
the
really,
question. Thank you.
Would you stop? I really want to look into it. I'm pretty confident that that Hershey's cookies and cream bar, it's not just straight white chocolate, I don't think. I think there's
other stuff
in there.
Steve's coming to play.
So, white chocolate, for or against? Jared, what did you weigh
in? I'm against it. I've never liked white chocolate.
Yeah.
I fucking...
Also,
and
Jordan...
I don't think cookies and cream
I didn't even
chocolate.
Know they make this the other night, but Jordan got Reese's Cups, white chocolate Reese's
Cups. They do, and they're gross.
That's so
white chocolate is also...
disgusting.
It's chalkier than other chocolate.
I like it because it's typically sweeter.
I don't think it's sweet.
I disagree.
I think it's
sweet.
That's
just your racism just coming out through your taste buds, my friend.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Oh, we did have a fun bit in the gas station the other night about how a bunch of candy companies are doing that. They're releasing iterations of their candy bars with white chocolate. We're just talking about how it's just like, you know, again, KKK racist white guys that are like, that's the candy bar I want. Give me the white chocolate.
Trying to capitalize on that.
Yeah, you were saying something about, what was the bit? It was pretty funny where you were like, felt like a dad.
Oh, the way that a racist would be like, I hope that like a minority doesn't date my daughter. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
That's how I feel about white chocolate.
I don't hope they come in here and
ruin my candy bar.
Ruin my candy bars. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was a great bit in the moment.
I love memes.
Also, did you guys go up tonight? I'm very excited.
Okay. What else we got?
I think we're running long, aren't we?
Yeah, we're at about an hour and 25 right now.
I love it.
I could go to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing we had written down further that we were going to try out is favorite melon.
Melon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Can I say none?
None.
Not even water?
Watermelons, it's just...
Spencer McRae Bland.
I'll talk about this. Okay, I like fruit. Let me just start with that.
Okay.
A ripe watermelon is...
Listen, I'm not racist,
goat summer fruit.
Yeah.
It's my thing is, like, it's not that I enjoy the flavor of a watermelon, but it's just, like, for all the work you have to do to get that, it's like, if I'm at a barbecue or I'm at, like, a beach and someone's like, hey, I have sliced watermelon, I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll have a piece. But I'm not going to buy a watermelon, cut it up, you know, quarter it. Oh, my God.
I think
that sounds like a personal problem.
It probably is, yeah.
More
that's
than
a
anything.
Good, but that's a good point. I've never thought about it. I would say watermelon is my favorite melon, but I've never taken into account, like, having to buy, store, cut
it's a
it,
lot. Most melons are a lot of work, and they taste, you know what I'm going to say? Melons are the LaCroix of fruit. They don't have a lot of flavor to them.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think watermelons, like, mostly taste like water.
I can't disagree with it.
I'm not saying they're bad. They just, like, I'd prefer, like, if I'm going to eat fruit, like, I want a good...
There are some fruits that have stronger flavors than melons.
I think it is also a tighter... Because I think a watermelon can have a pretty intense flavor.
Yeah, if you pour a bottle of vodka in there.
it's a tighter window of ripeness, I think, right?
It's tight.
Steve just...
I think they all are, yeah.
After that joke, he was like, no.
Tight.
So tight. Watermelon. But like, so tight. I don't. What are? Let's see. Cantaloupe. Definitely.
Cantaloupe. Honeydew.
Honeydew.
I think technically are mangoes.
Are mangoes
melons? I would count a mango in with a melon,
if
sure.
If a mango's melon, then I'm going to go with mangoes, my favorite melon.
Mangoes are strong. Papaya?
I thought a mango was just straight fruit.
Hold on, guys. Hold on. We can maybe... Hey, Google. Is a mango a melon?
According to Wikipedia, mangoes are juicy stone fruit from numerous species of tropical trees belonging to the flowering plant genus Mangifera, cultivated mostly for their edible fruit.
I forgot papaya and that stuff. Those are stone fruits. Peaches, pears,
stone fruits. So there's
stone fruits. Yeah.
Hey Google, what are all the different types of mangoes? Or damn it!
Oh, she's gonna fucking lay it on.
Let him answer it though.
What? That's
okay. Google, stop. Okay, Google.
What are all the different types of melons?
The representative species of melon include watermelon, muskmelon, cantaloupe, and others.
What are the others? Also, muskmelon? What the fuck is muskmelon?
I don't know. See, that's when we start getting into those like East Asian, South Pacific.
China's got a lot of weird fruit.
Star
y'all.
Fruit.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Google, do you like white chocolate?
I like to search. What can I tell you about white chocolate?
She ain't giving you nothing.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Okay, Google, is white chocolate chocolate?
Here's a summary from the website HuffingtonPost.com.
What?
White chocolate doesn't qualify as genuine chocolate because it doesn't contain chocolate solids, a.k.a.
Oh, fuck you, bitch.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
That's the zeitgeist of human knowledge right there telling you that it is not chocolate. Together.
God, I fucking love that Google owned your ass hard.
I can't even. You know what? That was not the question. The question was, do you prefer white chocolate over regular chocolate?
Well, she
not
can't have
is
a
white
preference.
Chocolate chocolate.
That was the question. You were like, is it chocolate?
Okay, Google. Can you kill yourself?
No, nope, she's going to give you the.
You are not alone. Help is available for free at National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.
Jordan's face has got so sincere. All right. I feel like...
This is it.
Yeah. It's not going to get better than Google owning Jordan. Says. Jordan
go out on a
Jordan's high. Got beat by a robot.
Yeah. Guys, this was a good one. Thank you so much, Spencer, yeah. Lindy, Jared, Steve. You're a good boy.
He chilled out a little bit.
We forgive you. Jordan... like, rate, subscribe, leave us a review, and honestly, if you have things to weigh in on in any of these inane minutia debates, get after us, you know?
Add questions.
Questions, comments, concerns, all
yes,
of it.
Please.
We love it. Please hit us with your questions. And I'm at Really Sam Evans.
I'm at Juden Huggins.
We're at upyourbuttpod@gmail.com. Guys, we'll talk to you soon. Everybody say bye.
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 Bye, buttheads.
Later, idiots.